During his stay in Poland, US President Joe Biden had a special speech in Warsaw. That were his remarks concerning the first anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. According to him, the principles that had been the cornerstone of peace, prosperity and stability on this planet for more than 75 years were at risk of being shattered. He put further some questions. Would we stand up for the sovereignty of nations? Would we stand up for the right of people to live free from naked aggression? Would we stand up for democracy? He also added that for America, Europe, a coalition of nations from the Atlantic to the Pacific, democracy is the most serious value. But that was not all what he said. President Biden declared that democracies of the world will stand guard over freedom today, tomorrow, and forever. For that's what at stake here, freedom. So it seems that freedom is the most important, common, and unquestionable value for all the West. Yes, indeed. That is what the most important subject of this address. A dictator bent on rebuilding an empire will never be able to erase the people. The people's love of liberty, brutality will never grind down the will of the free, for free people refuse to live in a world of hopelessness and darkness. The defense of freedom is not the work of a day or of a year. It's always difficult. It's always important. We need to take strength and capacity of this coalition and apply it to lifting up the lives of people everywhere, improving health, growing prosperity, preserving the planet, building peace and security, treating everyone with dignity and respect. That's our responsibility. The democracies of the world have to deliver it for our people. I must stress that it was a constant motif of melody. Freedom, freedom, and once more, freedom. Between nothing less than limitation and possibilities, the kind of possibilities that come when people who live not in captivity but in freedom. Freedom, freedom. There is no sweeter word than freedom. There is no nobler goal than freedom. There is no higher aspiration than freedom. Americans know that, and you know it. And all that we do now must be done so our children and grandchildren will know it as well. Freedom. It sounds really great, and one can only be happy that President Biden is so strongly declaring his support for freedom. He seems to believe that he represented the West, all the nations of Atlantic Alliance, at least, which is the main defender of freedom and dignity of each particular person. Actually, it's the message of all the other Western leaders. We are for freedom. But could we really believe that the present West, and especially the present USA, is the symbol of freedom and the main defender of human dignity? I have very serious doubts. Unfortunately, the present America is not the real advocate of freedom anymore. It is not, because it has been strangled by wokeism, the real new religion of the USA and of the West. Wokeism is a potent tool of the nation's elites for amassing ever more power and glory to themselves, which, of course, is the real purpose, wrote one conservative columnist, and that is true. Yes, I have to agree, this new faith is not like a religion, it's not cult-like. It's a complete and total life religion, influencing every aspect of the true believer's existence. And right now, it's being forcibly imposed on the entire American populace by virtually every major social institution, from government, media, and big tech. to academia, preschool through grad school, to entertainment and sports, and perhaps most surprisingly of all, by most of this nation's biggest and wealthiest businesses. This new state religion overtaking the United States of America and increasingly much of the Western and formerly Christian world is wokeism. To most outsiders, the expression being woke or going woke conjures up notions of a person or entity claiming to be acutely sensitive, awake to the systematic social and political injustice in every form. The injustice being condemned by wokeism is not simply alleged widespread bigotry against black people, but also, as noted in President Joe Biden's January 20, 2029 White House executive order, Latino and indigenous and Native American persons, Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders, and other persons of color, members of religious minorities, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer persons, persons with disabilities, persons who live in rural areas, and persons otherwise adversely affected by persistent poverty and/or inequality. Of course, the persons who live in rural areas bit was thrown in as a cynical pretense of caring about blue-collar, working-class, mostly Trump-supporting Americans, when the elites couldn't care less about them as their deplorable non-response to the toxic disaster in rural East Palestine, Ohio demonstrators. It is true, but this new religion, wokeism, seems to be the most important export product all over the world. It is the real purpose of American diplomats to make the world more woke. But to be more woke means to be less free. How can you say that you are for freedom of speech and freedom of opinion and at the same time supporting Jordan ideology, which is clearly against the free questioning the LGBT principles? The point is that in fact American politicians are engaged in limiting the freedom which they declare to support. Even if it means a conflict with national identity and the particular tradition, as it is in the case of Poland. So, that is an open question. How can we come to terms with these completely different attitudes? The wokeian one, which is advocated by the USA, and the classical one, so popular in some other countries like Poland. That is a paradox, and frankly speaking, there is no good answer to that.